Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, I'm taking you over to Augusta, a city that is rich in African-American history. I mean, after all, this is Black History Month, and it's a great time to visit Augusta and explore the rich culture which contributed to Augusta's community. Now, when I was there a couple of weeks ago, I had a chance to visit the Lucy C. Laney Museum. And I'll tell you, her story is one which is not only inspirational, but it shows you what strength and tenacity can really do to make a difference in the lives of lots of people. So, you know me, I'm always asking my friends to come on and give the full story. I've asked my friend Corey over, who's the historian over at the Lucy C. Laney Museum of Black History, to join us and tell us a little bit about the museum. So, Corey, welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, and I look forward to saying a little bit about the great educator Lucy Laney.
Well, hey, why don't we just start there? Because I have heard that that was really, really her focus and that she made a lot of contributions in the field of education.
She did. You know, Miss Laney was born at the twilight of slavery, and she lived through Jim Crow and even experienced parts of the Great Depression. So her life story covers various periods in American history. However, despite all of those various things that I mentioned, Miss Laney was able to carve out several educational institutions in the Augusta area that became these models for other schools established all over the country. The Haynes Institute in 1886, a kindergarten program housed on the campus of the high school, along with the nursing school, the Lamar School of Nursing. So Miss Laney stayed very busy in the Augusta area, attracting students from all over the country that came here seeking a quality education. The thing about Miss Laney that was sort of a sticking point, the thing that really just sort of speaks to her legacy, is the fact that she was able to create this curriculum. And these sons and daughters of former slaves, many of them, would go on to become doctors, lawyers. And in fact, one of her graduates, Frank Yerby, who graduated the same year she died in 1933, would go on to become a world-renowned author, over 33 novels, including The Foxes of Harrow, his most famous work. So that was the type of student that she produced. She produced a high-quality student. So many of her graduates went to Lincoln University outside of Pennsylvania that in 1966 they built Laney Hall in her honor. So that gives you an indication of her hard work, her perseverance. And I have to just sort of interject or kind of throw in the fact that it wasn't just a black or white thing or living through the era of segregation, but Miss Laney was a black woman living in the Deep South. So she had sort of two things against her, if you will, and she was able to overcome all of that, the sexism, the racism, and she was able to carve out a legacy that, in my opinion, is second to none.
Well, it definitely sounds like that. I mean, she was amazing. As I mentioned, just that strength and tenacity to really know and be focused on what her goals were and really go for it. But now,
that's
Corey,
right.
Tell me this, though. I mean, so was she a teacher herself and or a nurse herself, or was she just, I mean, this, you know, fantastic leader that was able to, you know, create these opportunities for education?
So she was an educator. She graduated from the Normal School of Atlanta University in 1873. And normal is a word we normally don't use in casual conversation today as it relates to education. But, you know, simply normal schools were teaching schools. And mm-hmm. So she graduated from Atlanta University, today Clark Atlanta University, in 1873. She taught in Milledgeville and in Savannah, Georgia for a short stint before coming to Augusta. And she taught in the public school systems for a while and then gathered enough energy, students, resources to establish a school, initially for girls, but then it became co-ed with the assistance of the Presbyterian Church. It was through a meeting in Minnesota where she met Miss Francine Haynes. And Miss Haynes gave her the seed money for the school, thus the name of the school, the Haynes Institute, or the Haynes mm-hmm. Normal and Industrial Institute. But yes, she was an educator. Now, she was not a nurse, but that speaks to the type of person that Miss Laney was. For someone to come into a community, see that there was a need, And to fill that need, I think, speaks volumes of the type of person she was. To create a nursing school, even though she was not a part of that profession, she saw that need and filled it in the community.
Yeah, I'm really very impressed with that, because I know that, you know, to be able to do something like that and to be able to influence and encourage and inspire people to come to the school, and she's not necessarily in that profession. I mean, that right there just speaks volumes, as you mentioned. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I'm talking with my friend, Corey Rogers, over at the Lucy C. Laney Museum of Black History. So now the museum is located in a house. So is that the house where she lived? Tell us a little bit about the house and where the museum is located.
So Miss Laney lived in this home, the Laney House or the Laney Museum, until her death in 1933. She was 79 years old when she died here in Augusta, and she's buried across from the Laney Museum on the campus of Lucy Laney High School. Her niece, Margaret Louise Laney, also lived in the home until her death in 1986. And so it was through the death of Louise Laney that her sorority, Delta Sigma Theta, invested time and money into the redevelopment of the home. That said, in June of 91, it reopened as both a sorority house and as a museum to the public. And it still performs that dual function even to this day. But we're located right off of Laney Walker Boulevard in downtown Augusta. And what's so unique about the naming of that street is that it's named for two individuals who are actually buried on the street. So the Reverend C.T. Walker, the founder of Tabernacle Baptist Church in Augusta, and Lucy Craft Laney, the founder of Haynes, thus the name Laney Walker Boulevard. Now, most people that grew up in the area knew the street as Gwinnett Street, named for Button Gwinnett. Mm-hmm. But on May 31st, 1976, Dr. Benjamin E. Mays came from Atlanta to Augusta, and they rededicated the name of the street. So that's Laney Walker Boulevard, and we are located not far from the medical district, right in between A.R. Johnson Science and Engineering Magnet School and Lucy Laney High School. At one point, two all-black schools during the era of segregation.
Well, this is also fascinating. So I know that you offer tours of the museum, but I think you do some additional tours. So how can people get in touch with you for both the museum as well as the tours of the city that you offer?
So you can contact us through various means, www.lucycraftlaneymuseum.com. You can also call us at area code 706-724-3576 to book a tour. We do tours to the public Tuesday through Saturday at 10:30, 1:30, 2:30, and 3:30 p.m. And on occasion, we'll do special tours. It just depends on the time of year. We also do walking tours of the community when the weather is nice. And on occasion, if you have your own transportation for large groups, we do tours of the city. So we provide a variety of services, but the core of what we do are tours of the home.
Well, it's a beautiful home, and you can really see that just going around and seeing all the photos there and reading all the documents, really the contribution that she made to the community. So, Corey, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing all this detailed information, because it's very fascinating, and it really just does speak to the difference that an individual can make in their community. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and I hope that everyone will come to Augusta and visit the Lucy Craft Laney Museum of Black History.
Well, we're certainly going to inspire them to do that. So thank you so much, Corey.
Thank you now.
Now, you guys, I have to stop right here and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about history, because Augusta has so much great history. Now, here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, we're talking all things Augusta. So sit tight, and we'll be back in a moment with more Augusta.
Hit it.
Feel,
you feel good?
Feeling good.
There's so much bone, brother.
How you feel, man?
I feel all right. I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, brother?